to Magical Mondays with the Psychic Cowgirl Shannon and Psychic Sidekick Virginia. We will be discussing metaphysical topics, psychic and intuitive development, and self-empowerment. Join us for information, laughter, and connection each Monday. Thanks for being here.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Magical Mondays. This is Shannon, the Psychic Cowgirl, and today I get to have as my co-host Molly McCord from Conscious Cool Chic. Hi, Molly.
Hi, Shannon. Hi, everybody. I'm delighted to be here. We've been giggling before the show, so I know we're off to a great start.
Yes. So, being the brilliant radio show host that I am, I had no idea that, like, Virginia and I could be chatting before the show, before it starts recording, and nobody could hear us. Molly just taught me that. That's why I'm laughing.
Yes, yeah. Yes. We learn amazing new information every day. I just love listening to you laugh.
So
I think we could just do an hour of listening to you laugh.
It could happen.
Okay, good.
That just entertained me a lot. So let's just jump right in. For those of you that listen to Molly's show, in November, I got to guest on Molly's show, and we were talking about the energies of being an empath. And so we kind of wanted to continue that conversation today because that was one of the big energies of 2012 that showed up for a lot of people. And we'll also talk about some other stuff to do with 2012.
Excellent.
Yeah. And maybe we'll get a glimpse of 2013. You just never know what could happen.
Yes, you're right, too, about the empath energy being very strong throughout 2012. And that show we did back in November was really popular. A lot of people have listened to it because there is not a lot of information about being an empath right now, like right now
right.
in this energy that we're living in. So it's very timely and very relevant, and it's supportive because we need to hear these insights to know that we're normal, that we're not, you know, taking on too much, and that we know how to protect ourselves and all of that. So I'd recommend checking out that show if you want to hear more. Should we start
yes.
with a brief summary of what it means to be an empath, just to get everybody up to speed?
Okay. Okay.
Do you want to do it?
Sure. I'll do part of it, and then you can do being
okay.
an empath. Because my life works the way it does, as I was driving to the city today to get pretty hair, I was thinking about being an empath, and man, were the energies, like, intense. So being an empath means that you feel other people's energies, you will take them on and think they're yours. For example, when I was driving into Edmonton this morning, it was Monday morning, and people were, you know, rushing, and in that Monday morning energy of, back to work, and it felt heavy and edgy. And I'm like, well, this really sucks. I hope that they all get over it soon, because I could feel it from the moment I walked out my door, got in my truck, and started driving until I got to the city, to my destination, and then it was fine. That's being an empath. You walk in a room, and you just feel what's going on with other people. When your spouse comes home and you're already at home, he walks in the door, or she, and you just know what kind of day they had. That's being an empath.
Yeah. Okay. So it can also be known as being a very sensitive person. You're sensitive to your environment. You're sensitive to people's words. And you're sensitive to the energy behind their words. So it could be receiving an email or seeing something on Facebook or any kind of communication. You can just pick up the energetic undertones that are there. That is what being an empath is about, is that you are taking in more information than the five senses alone can see or touch or validate. It's beyond those sensory levels.
Yes.
Being an empath also means that when you communicate, you can feel someone else's response. You're tuned into what they're feeling as you're communicating and saying your words. You're picking up on their vibration at the same time. Being an empath can mean that you are able to pick up other people's feelings, thoughts, emotions, all of that, even better than they know themselves. So there's a variety of different layers and levels of this information. It's sort of like our own individual recipe. You figure out what it is for you exactly and how you feel the energy the most, but essentially you're just feeling a lot of information that other people might not be tuned into.
Yes. And sometimes it can just kind of hit you out of the blue. You'll be having a good day, and all of a sudden you feel really crabby or you feel really sad, and you, like, kind of go through your day, and you can always find something that would match it. But when that happens, it's most often than not yours. It could be your husband's. That happens to me with my husband. I will take on whatever he's going through that day, and I'll have to phone him and say, is this happening? And sometimes he'll say yes, and sometimes he says no, and then he continues on, and then he'll tell me later, oh, yeah, but this happened, and I felt like this. And I'm like, yeah, okay. Isn't that what I just asked?
Right. That was it? So that's what you were picking up on?
Yeah, and the other person might not even realize they're doing it, right? It's not
Absolutely.
That they're sending you, like, an energy attack, because it feels like attack just because it's all of a sudden. It's just that you are so tuned in that you feel it.
Yeah, you feel it. And this is where we learn to decide and figure out what is ours to own and what is not ours. You know, that is not mine. That is not how I'm feeling. That is not my day. That is not my take on the situation. Being an empath means that some of the energy can run together in a way that you can... It can be difficult to sort out what is yours and what is not yours. And so that is part of being a skilled empath, is knowing what is yours and being aware of it and consciously working with your own energy to protect yourself, to establish boundaries, and to know what is yours and what is not.
Yes. The interesting thing is that when it's like a heavier energy, like sad, anger, we immediately pick it up and think, oh, no, where's this coming from? Yet, if it's happy energy, we don't seem to do that. We just go with it, right?
Absolutely. Go with it. Something you mentioned on that original show, Shannon, that I really liked was the importance of music and how music can lift you up if you're in a funk or if you're feeling a heavy energy that's not your own, or even if it is your own, is to use music and other things that inspire you and change your energy so that you can move through that energy and not get stuck in it. I really liked that tip.
Yes, music and dancing. Even if you're just wiggling your body or chair dancing, whatever, because you just want to get your energy moving, because if you can get your energy flowing, it's easier to figure out what's yours and what is somebody else's.
Yeah, and so we have to do that to take care of ourselves.
Yes. A good little intuitive thing for yourself is see what kind of music you pick. I know when I have to release energy, I will pick rock and roll like Bon Jovi, things like that. But if I want to be comforted, I will pick George Strait.
Yes. Oh, that's a good point. I love country music too. So depending on my energy level and my mood, I will pick country music. Sometimes I'll go with hip-hop or something I would listen to in Zumba, a really energizing, uplifting song. But I listen to all kinds of music, and my iPad and my iPod are filled with a variety so that when I need it, just that extra zap, I can get it and feel good and be back in that place where feeling powerful and responsible and in control of everything that is mine and owning it.
Yes. And it's just kind of fascinating that it gives you a little insight into yourself when you pay attention to what kind of music you pick?
Absolutely.
In that moment. That's just kind of fun.
Yes. Sometimes you choose a song because you have to say those lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the lyrics reflect what you're feeling or what you're going through or what's on your mind, and just singing along with the lyrics is a release.
Well, because sometimes the one that you pick is sent to you by your team of heavenly helpers to help you understand or deal with something, right?
Yes.
Because they will get
I just
song
love music.
Stuck in your head. And it feels like it's on repeat until you go listen to it.
Yep. And it can have that message that you're looking for.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Well, something that I really appreciated about that show was that people asked us questions. They had a lot of interest in this topic and how to work with the energy and just more information that they wanted about being an empath. And I remember that there were some questions about dealing with people who are aware that you are an empath and how do you respond and how do you work with that energy when it's like someone's trying to use it against you. Wasn't that, I don't remember exactly how it was phrased. It was something like that.
I will read it because I have it here. Thank you, Kelly, if you're listening. What do you do about the people who take advantage of empaths? And I know that there's a lot of you empaths out there that this happens to. She wanted to know, how do they know your boundaries are weaker than the average Joe? Why do they feel the need to be mean to the empathic person? Are they empathic, too, and just using their powers for evil? That was funny. And they don't know that you're empathic. They take advantage of anybody and everybody that will let them. Just the fact that you are empathic, you fall for it.
And you feel it. You feel that it's a mean girl intention or that it's something negative is involved. You know, again, you're accessing more than just what someone might read on paper. You're feeling the actual intention behind it, and that is what sinks deeper into your skin, is because you know that this is not a pure question or that there's more behind it than just what is being said on the surface.
Mm-hmm. And at first, when they start to take advantage of you, you don't want to hurt their feelings because you, as an empath, know what it feels like when somebody hurts your feelings. So sometimes we get stuck in that pattern of stretching ourselves too thin because we don't want to cause anybody else discomfort. And, well,
right.
That just doesn't work. What was
yeah.
it that you told me the other day, Molly? Self-respect boundaries. I love that.
Yep. And that's what you call on in that situation or in any environment where you're feeling the empathic vibes coming at you or that are not your own, that have those tinges of yuckiness underneath them, let's say. That is where you instigate your self-respect boundaries and you decide the best way to handle the situation for you. And there are ways to handle a situation like this where you're not coming from an emotional defensive place, where you're very centered and grounded in your truth, in your core energy. And you can have a response that's very loving to yourself and your intention is from a higher place, and you can be very direct with them all at the same time.
Yes.
And it depends on the environment, it depends on the situation, it depends on the mode of communication. There are other variables out there, but this is where empaths have to get a little stronger, where we have
yep.
to call forth more of our own inner strength to be at a place to say what you need to say powerfully and with respect for yourself.
And to recognize the patterns we fall into, right?
Yeah.
Especially this time of year because family, with all the family get-togethers and, you know, everything that goes with that, it's so easy to fall back in the patterns that we may be trying to break out of.
Especially with family.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because often our family, these are our greatest teachers, our greatest opportunities for soul growth, because we're in these patterns. And when we recognize the pattern and we're able to change that pattern, we're growing and we're moving forward. So this time of year, as you're saying, Shannon, is a perfect time to be aware of the patterns that you see come up within yourself, within different energies, within different dynamics, and to look at them in a way where you can see the pattern and then you can make a new choice.
Yeah. It doesn't mean, like, don't be hard on yourself if you see yourself repeating the same patterns. Observe. Say, oh, huh, well, isn't that interesting? Look at what I'm doing again. Now I get to decide if I want to do that continually, or maybe I want to think about changing that, maybe in 2013. Be gentle on yourself.
Yes. Definitely.
But recognizing that it is a pattern you have is always, you're way ahead of the game. Because once you can recognize it, then you can change it.
In that moment, when you recognize it's a pattern, you've changed the energy.
Yes.
Right then. The minute when you look and say, oh, wow, I always seem to have that response to my dad. Or, oh, wow, my mom really triggers me in this area of my life every time. When you immediately can identify what is going on, even if you don't know a solution, even if you don't know your next step yet, that's okay. But the moment you identify that there is that pattern, you've already started to change it for yourself.
Yes. And you've already started to detach from that pattern.
Yeah, patterns are powerful. They give us a lot of information. They show us our life themes. They show us where we have the greatest potentials for growth. They have a lot of good information for us. So I think it's important, too, that we don't think that they're bad or that they're negative or that we don't put any type of judgmental label on
right.
them, because our patterns have so much to tell us and show us, and there's a lot of potential for how we can continue to grow.
Because a pattern is just how you deal with things. And that you have good patterns that work very, very well for you, too. Like how
right.
you handle a crisis situation is your pattern. It's just the ones that are no longer working for us that we want to change, or that make you feel heavy instead of feeling lifted up.
Yes, good point. It's interesting how we started talking about empaths and then we moved into this discussion. So we know that there's a lot of people who are listening to this who need this information. Then, you know, the conversation wandered this way for a reason.
It did.
Did we address all those questions about being an empath?
Yes. Let me just double check. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Because I thought that Kelly made a good point yes. about other people being aware if you're an empath or not and if they're using that against you. And as you said, not necessarily. That's just how they use energy, and that they're very unconscious of themselves and what they're doing and not aware of how they're coming across.
Right.
However, at the same time, a good thing to look at is if there's a pattern of certain people treating you a certain way, then what information is that telling you about yourself that you can look at and own and change that reaction or change that energy for yourself so that you're not continually receiving that energy from other people?
Right. Right. Because sometimes for myself, I found that being an empath, I will go out of my way to do things for someone, even though they're taking advantage of me, just to keep the water smooth. I don't do it as much anymore, but I know I used to.
Yeah. Right, right. I get that. I can relate to that as well. It's almost, I think being an empath, you can feel more responsibility for a situation because you're more aware of the energy that's being exchanged and what's happening. So like you said, you can take on the responsibility of keeping things okay for everyone involved. I also think that's part of what we're changing for ourselves, and that's part of what we're growing out of is moving away from needing to do that too often. But at the same time, just as you were saying that, I just saw a situation where I did that, and I thought, there was someone that I didn't really want to interact with very much, so I didn't even go there. You know, I just maintained a safe distance and let it be, and that was my conscious choice to work with the energy in that way instead of going into a deeper place with it, if that makes sense.
Yes, good for you. Cause sometimes,
high five.
Yeah, very high five. Because sometimes it's so much easier just to go there and do whatever it is to make the energy smooth.
Right. Yep.
Because I also think being an empath, being needed feels so good.
Right. Sure.
I mean, for anybody. But I think there's just something about that energy that makes us feel really good. Because if you look at people you know that are empaths, how many of them do things in that way so that they are needed or like to help other people in big ways? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. It's a very caring response.
Yeah. Yes.
I just thought of something as we were talking about empath energy. Jim Self has 7 layers of empath energy. It's like this, it's 7 different energetic expressions. There's a mental level, there's a spiritual level, and then it goes on. There's 7. And my friend, the amazingly talented Amy Landerman, who is an intuitive numerologist, shared that with me, and it was really fascinating to see how the different qualities of being an empath are divided up and how you can look at them and recognize yourself in certain ways and then how to work with those energies in powerful ways.
Nice. And that was by Jim Self?
Jim Self. S-E-L-F. Yes, Jim
nice.
Self. He's on Facebook. He's got a big website. He does webinars. He's out there. He's a fairly influential man. So I'd recommend checking out those articles because that will be, it's supportive information for empaths. That's how I'd sum
it
up.
Fantastic. Because like you said earlier, there's not a lot of information out there.
That connects with where we are spiritually right now, right? Like there are the books out there. There's some good beginner information. There's some good overviews and generalizations. I mean, there's definitely some good books and resources. But right now, 2012 and beyond, it's a very different paradigm. So we need information that's relevant and timely for what we're moving through right now.
And practical.
And practical, yep.
I love practical. Because I feel that the whole empath energy, whether it's a little bit or a lot, is one of the main shifts everybody's going to end up having this year and then probably still next year too. I think that's what we're moving into, where we feel more. We feel when we hurt somebody else. We feel instead of making it kind of outside ourselves. Does that make sense?
Yes, and I really like that because I feel that that is part of the advancement of the human experience. For those who are new to the healing, to the feeling and emotional world, and they're ready to go deeper into it, that it's going to open up, and it's an activation of more heart energy, of the heart chakra expanding and becoming more accessible to more people in a place where we live from. That's what I feel it as.
Mm-hmm. And that everybody's going to end up having this empath energy and abilities, and it's going to change everything.
I think it's part of what is occurring as this Mayan calendar ends and the new energetic paradigm begins. I look at it astrologically, and there are some huge indicators that what we are moving towards and what we are beginning is a whole new world and a whole new way of being humans. The potentials are just phenomenal. So I feel that the empath abilities and our tendencies and everything we have access to through our heart chakra is going to keep expanding.
That is so exciting.
Yes, it is.
And
it
I'm
is.
Glad that astrologically it validates what I think.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yep, yep. Good job. Yeah, in fact, that's a really good topic, is that I also feel that as more people tap into their empath abilities and gifts. There's also going to be an increase in spiritual awakenings, in the development of intuition, of the expansion of psychic development and skills. And we're moving into an era where all of these qualities are going to be emerging into the mainstream and more commonplace.
Yes.
And on that note, I would love to talk about the importance of spiritual discernment, because within spiritual communities and within all the shifts that are happening, we continually need to check in and make sure that who we're interacting with and connecting with meet us at that level. And that just because someone is spiritual does not mean that automatically you will resonate with them.
No. And just because someone is saying they're walking a spiritual path, or they're offering healing or insights, whatever they're offering, check in with yourself, because what they're offering may not be a match to you, and honestly, they could be full of shit.
Absolutely. Yep, let's just call it. It's true. There's a lot of people. There are people out there who can hide, you know, who have done such a good job of faking it or of getting by and not being challenged. And so it's so important for us to tune into ourselves and to trust our gut reaction. You know, if you're having a reading or a session with somebody and it doesn't fit you, if there's just a feeling inside that this isn't right for me, there's something that isn't connecting, trust that.
Trust that, yep.
I think that's been one of the big themes for me throughout 2012, is noticing all the different levels and places that people are on their spiritual journeys. And honoring it, you know, honoring that everyone is exactly where they need to be, but that at the same time, I'm also exactly where I need to be, and we need to honor ourselves and what we need and where we're going.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. It's one of the harsher lessons on this path, too, because you want to, or I know I found that I wanted to think that just that people that were on a spiritual journey were.
Yep.
And they weren't, and it sideswiped me. I felt like, what? How can this be? But there's a foundation work that we end up doing, which is what we're going through right now with, you know, all the messy energies and seeing our own patterns, the work that's coming up, and we get to do it on ourselves. That's getting that done. My energy's all over the place when I'm thinking about it, because sometimes they make me bristly.
Yeah, right.
Sitting in our own energy and doing our own work, and then being able to help others.
Very important, very key, because you can only get so far before your own stuff is going to come up and be front and center. It's like you can only take so many steps down the path before you're going to have to look at what you're trying to put away or deny or escape. It's still it's going to come and be there, because it doesn't just go away. We have to work with it. And I find that is huge and so empowering, because it's part of our soul's contract. It's part of why you're here, is to work on yourself as a spiritual energy, to work through those contracts and agreements and everything else that might not feel good on a human level, but on a soul level, it's so important to who you are and how you're growing.
Yes. And there are just people that will mess with your energy just because they can. So if you're getting a session or reading, have a conversation with them first before you get into that part, before you let them completely in their energy. Talk to them. See if you like what you're hearing energetically and in your body.
Yes. Very important.
See if they're actually listening to you. Right? That's key.
Yes. And this is important going forward in 2013, because I see more people using their intuitive and spiritual gifts in various ways, whether it's through actual businesses or and services or through books or whatever. It's just going to keep growing. And I feel that means there's going to be a lot of people who are just starting out And there's going to be people who are farther along. And, you know, there is no wrong or bad place to be on your spiritual journey. That's not what it's about at all. But, again, you have to continually discern what fits for you and what feels good for you and who empowers you.
Yes. I compare it to money. Where you spend your energy and with whom is just as valuable as where you spend your money. You need to be discerning.
Yes. Yes.
So if you're paying someone to do some energetic work with you, make sure that you resonate with them. And you know what? If you don't, it doesn't mean they're bad or horrible. It just means they're not the right fit for you, and they'll be a great fit for somebody else.
Yep, exactly. It's really that's important because we can't judge people. We can't evaluate where they are on their journey because, as we said, everyone's exactly where they need to be. But you have to come back to what fits for you. And just because someone says they're a spiritual teacher or a spiritual messenger or a psychic doesn't mean that they will automatically resonate with you. And I've learned that the hard way.
Me too.
Believe me, I've learned that the hard way. I thought that if somebody was a psychic, that meant that they were at this certain place and they had arrived in a certain zone, but that's not true. There's a continuum of skills and abilities and all of that. So, yes, it is important to do that interview, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
Check them out beforehand.
I pre-screen my clients to make sure that I can connect for them.
Right.
It's for both of us, because if I'm not going to be able to connect for you, I don't want to waste your time or mine.
Good, and that shows integrity. Instead of someone who just wants to take your money and give you whatever.
Yeah.
Give you whatever they give everybody else. So as we shift into 2013, that's one of the main messages that I'm feeling and seeing is that we have to continually discern who is best for us and who will support and uplift us on our journey and who is a good energy to connect with.
Nice. And the energy I get for 2013 is similar. It's really going to open up the doors for us to trust our own intuition.
I love it. I love that.
Mm-hmm. That's one of my things, right? I want everyone to be able to trust their own intuition. And trusting your own intuition and psychic skills does not mean, I have to tell this to people all the time, does not mean that you have to go do readings for other people. It does not mean you have to start a business. What it does mean is that your life will make more sense.
Yes.
Because you're doing it for you. It doesn't mean you have to do it for other people. That's not part of the deal. Mm-mm. Nobody ever has to know. But tapping into it and expanding it for yourself, so many things in your life will make sense. It doesn't mean that your life is easy and peaceful and lollipops and unicorns all the time. It does mean you get to see the unicorns more often, though. But it just means that when crazy things happen, you are tuned in to know that there's a bigger picture and that once you ride out this energy and figure out what's going on, you come out the other side of this shift, because it always creates a shift in your energy, smarter, better at your own self, better knowing your own self, better at your intuition. It's always worth it. Doesn't feel like it
always
in that moment, but it's always worth it.
Always worth it. And part of that, just to piggyback onto that, is the fact that as you are growing in your psychic, intuitive, spiritual world, you will doubt at times, and you will question things, and your mind will pop in and say, that's not true, I don't believe it, no, that's got to be wrong. The ability to trust is huge, and it's something you continually work on. You don't just all of a sudden get there and you've arrived forever. It's something you continually work on and it just becomes easier and easier.
Yes. Because it's like a muscle. The more you do it, the easier the information will flow. And you'll still have days where you don't understand, but then you just ride that out too. Because that's just part of the process.
Yeah. Trust is a huge theme. That was a big theme in 2012, and it's going to continue as we move into 2013 and beyond. I think trust is going to become essential to our livelihood, like the air and water and food is. Trust is right there.
Trusting ourselves or trust in general?
Trusting ourselves.
Okay,
absolutely.
Good.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry if that wasn't clear. Trusting ourselves, that is what will keep us going. That's what's going to tune you in to your dreams and your goals and what you want to do next. That's what's going to tune you in to relationships and what relationships are completing, which relationships are transitioning, what relationships you are done with, what friendships, what acquaintances. I mean, all of this comes down to trust, trusting
yourself. It does. Nice. I like how you put that. Because isn't that 2012? Holy hay crops.
Yeah.
How many friendships, acquaintances, relationships just didn't work out because people were moving in different directions and it was time for it to end.
Yes, I think that is one of my main themes of 2012 were the shifts and changes in what I call soul agreements. So people that I had a contract or an agreement with at a soul level to meet up with and to energetically connect with, and then either it would stick together and be okay or eventually it would shift around, and I've had a lot of that shifting. But to be truthful, I've had a lot of shifting in the past 5 years of my life. I'm used to it. I'm used to it very much, but I've seen it come forward as a main theme still. We're all going through that. I see that with clients too. How about you?
Yes. Yes. And then with that comes the whole letting go. Because it's hard.
Yep. Yep.
Letting go of relationships, letting go of dreams that you had that just don't fit in with yourself anymore. Lots of letting go.
Yes, and letting go, letting yourself feel the emotions, the grief, the sadness, the anger, the hurt, whatever it is that comes up, and then returning to a place of trust that this is ending for really good reasons, because I am changing my energy. I am moving forward in new ways. I am opening up to something better for me, a new dream, a new partner, a new expression of myself, that you know, what happens next is going to be even bigger and better.
Yes. Because if you look at your life and relationships that you let go of, didn't it create space for new relationships? I met Molly this year.
Yay. That's right. I know. I can't believe it's just this year. That's what's really odd. That is what is so bizarre.
It's only been a few months.
I look back on this year, and there's people I've met that I think I've known them already for 2 years, 2 or 3 years.
Uh-huh.
And then there's other people who came and gone, and it was just a blink of an eye, and I can barely remember them. And I mean that in a loving way. But there's just so many changes happening for all of us on very important levels, I would say, important levels, because we're creating this new phase of our experience, and we don't quite know what it's going to look like yet in a few years.
Right, we don't. It does feel, again, back to 2013, that we're just going to live more energy-based lives, where we pay attention to what feels good in our energy, what doesn't. I mean, that goes right along with our intuition.
Yep.
We're just going to become more energy-based.
And it's an hour-by-hour, minute-by-minute type of energy-based where you can just be in the flow. That's how I feel it. I feel it as being in the flow and allowing, receiving, giving. It's this really easy and kind of like, oh, my gosh, this is so funny. I'm getting a visual of taffy. You know, the candy taffy where, like, it gets stretched and pulled and moves around and it's very fluid. And when it's being made, it just keeps going, and it doesn't break, and it doesn't stop, and it just has this very cool shifting motion. I wish I could show you all what's in my head right now. But
we all want a Molly's head.
But the motion of taffy being made, where it just is allowing and moving, and it has a gracefulness to it and an effortlessness, that is one of my big intentions for 2013, is to continually be in that flow.
I like that. I like the flow. And I like that you have taffy, because sometimes taffy is sticky, so we might have sticky situations, but we just keep flowing through.
Oh, very nice. Yep. Yes, that's a good point. There will continue to be those sticky situations that come up that could be messy at times. But again, when we return to that trusting of ourselves, we move through it so much faster.
Yes, because I know that I've come across, you know, people that have had this belief that having a spiritual life means that everything is easy, peaceful, lollipops and unicorns, like I said. And that's just not true. Well, and wouldn't that be kind of boring? I don't think as humans we could even do that. I think it just means that whatever happens, you know in your soul that you can handle it. And you can feel the good stuff, huge, and the not so good stuff, you know that you can work through it, that you'll be given some tools somehow. You just have to trust that there's a purpose and a reason behind it.
Yes. Yes, that was nicely said. And you get a higher perspective, understanding, and you can tune into whatever works for you, whether it's God, the universe, source, your higher self, your spiritual team, all of the above. I work with all of the above. I'm open. I love it all. So whatever you need to connect into, to know that you're not alone and to know that this is happening for beautiful reasons, that's going to continue to be a very strong message.
Yes, because we are here for our soul growth. We aren't here because we came here to have a vacation, because we wouldn't have chose this planet.
Right, and we didn't come here just to have a 9-to-5 job and to pay bills and,
no.
and to shop at the grocery store. I mean, there's more to it than that. And when we're open to that connection and that understanding, even more gets activated, and we can open up to more of our gifts and more of our talents and more opportunities and more possibilities.
Yes. That's pretty exciting.
I know. It gets me jazzed up. I'm pretty pumped up. And I wanted to let you know that something that I really loved about 2012, and this is just a really quick plug, is that we started the Conscious Wisdom Festival, and it's been so awesome the way that has grown, and people have been excited about everything that they've learned and connected to, not just the presenters, but the artists and the people sharing their radio stations and their videos and their books. I mean, there's just so many different points of information, and that's been a really rewarding thing, because it's time right now. It's time to really dig into our soul's growth.
Mm-hmm. And to have access to people that look at things maybe differently than we do.
Yes, and to learn and to consider and to discern.
Yeah. And to discern, yes.
Yeah.
So for those of you that don't know what the Conscious Wisdom Festival is, Molly created it, and I get to be a presenter. And
yes. She's
gotten together a group of people, and basically it's giving you information and teaching you things.
And the presenters change every time. So it happens 4 times a year. The next one is in January 22nd, 23rd, 24th. And there will be different presenters sharing different information and expertise that's timely and relevant. That's one of the reasons why it happens every 3 months or so, is so that we're on top of the energies and we're on top of things, and you can really tune in and tap into the most important themes.
Yeah.
But yes, it's different presenters, it's different offerings, and it's just been very cool. And Shannon's presentations have all been awesome. You talked about abundance. You talked about working with the energies of right now and manifesting. So it's just a ton of information. And I, if you want to check it out, it's consciouswisdomfestival.com. And the presenters for January will be announced shortly, depending when you're listening to this.
Yay.
So that's been one of the great things for me for 2012. What's been one of the great things for you?
Huh. There's been so many.
Wonderful.
I have found for 2012 that every time I went through kind of a messy shift, when I was through it, I had such a new layer of confidence.
Awesome. That is wonderful.
So when things get messy, everybody, just go with it. Because when you get through it, I don't know why, how, but that's what happens. I mean, I've done things this year that a year ago I never would have done. I didn't even know I wanted a radio show.
That's
happened
funny.
By accident.
Or did it.
Yeah, or did it, and it's so much fun.
Yes. Oh, well, I celebrate you. I love hearing these stories when we look at where we were a year ago or 3 years ago and just marvel at how much we've grown and all the new things that have come about.
It's amazing. Amazing. So I have, I don't know if this happens to everybody, but when we're going through shifts, when I'm personal shifts or planetary shifts, I feel it in my nose. I will get a little sinus thing going on.
Oh, interesting.
And if it's a big one, I will actually get dizzy. And I have, because I live on a ranch, I have a lot of land, and I will go out in my pastures, and I have some energy vortexes, which are energy circles in the earth. And you can go there, and they will clean your chakras. They will align you. They will fix you if you're feeling sick. They do amazing things. Anyways, if we're going through a big one of those, I will go out there, and I will be so dizzy, my husband had to carry me out of one.
Wow. You know what? I've been really dizzy, too.
Really?
The past
months. Interesting. What about sinus things?
I have one right now. Yes.
Okay, good. This is why I was told to say this. This is what I want to say to all of you. Pay attention to that. If you are prone to sinus things in the last 2 years, and you kind of get dizzy sometimes, that is your body shifting to catch up with your spiritual growth.
Absolutely. It's clearing it out. It's clearing out stuff, layers, energetic layers.
Yes.
That we can't see. You can't see it. It's probably, it could be in your auric field. It could be an etheric thing.
It could be anywhere.
It could be anywhere. It's not tangible, but that is how it affects us at a physical human level.
So pay attention to that. If that happens to you, celebrate it because you're shifting. So do self-care.
Yes, self-care is huge. Sleep is really important right now. Sleep does so much for us beyond dreams, beyond our dream state. You know, we're working with other layers of ourselves. So when I am feeling the sinus stuff or if I'm feeling dizzy, I'll drink a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll try and take a nap.
And if you're getting that floaty head feeling, that's because you're not grounding yourself. Grab some water, grab some tea. I don't recommend it, but I do it. I grab chips. Yeah.
I know. I grab chocolate chips.
Mine are the chips, yeah. I do. But it would be really interesting for everybody to figure out their body, what goes on when they shift so that you know that that's what's going on instead of going to the doctor, because tons of people go to the doctor with these things.
Yeah,
and of course there's nothing.
And now it's, and then you waste time and energy and money
and you
resources
worry.
And you worry.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a doctor earlier this year, maybe a few months ago, for some questions I had, and she's asked me if I was on any prescription drugs. I was like, no, I'm not on any. She's like, oh, everyone comes in here with 5 or 6 different bottles and stuff that they're on, and I just think, people are, what are you doing? No.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? So just if you are receiving medications for certain ailments, this is a wonderful time to look into holistic healing, to look into naturopathic options.
Yes.
Part of my lifestyle now, something that's changed big for me in 2012, my eating habits have changed, my way I take care of my physical body has changed, and I go to an acupuncturist as part of my lifestyle because that moves the energy through me. So that's been good for me, and everyone's different, so whatever works for you. But just there's so many options right now for taking care of ourselves in ways that are really supportive and loving that don't require medications.
And it's important for self-care. And pay attention to your body. You can probably get a lot of answers if you just listen. Or go to a naturopath. I have one. If I can't figure stuff out, I call her.
That's great. That's so great. That's an important resource. I thought of something that's happening just this week that you and I did not talk about this before the show, but I think it's really timely and fascinating.
Okay.
Is that this week, in 2 days, it's 12-12-12.
Oh, good. I want to bring that up.
I knew it. Okay. And so this is, we started this cycle back on 1-1-1, January 1st, 2001.
Interesting.
And then February 2nd, 2002, and then March 3rd, 2003, right? So then the three dates.
12-12-12.
And it's the end of the cycle that we will never, ever experience again in our in this lifetime.
Right. And that's just in 2 days, right?
It's in 2 days.
Huh.
And so there's a lot. It's another reason why December 2012 is such a big month. It's because we are ending these cycles. So I can't say what that means for each person individually, but what I would look at is where you were January 2001 and where you are now, December 2012, and to look at how much you have changed on your spiritual journey, how much you have learned about yourself, how much you have expanded, how much has come to your awareness, to look at all of that, because I think there's a lot of good information. Tons, yeah.
Tons.
What do you think about that?
Wow. That's fascinating. I'm going to ponder that. I just, when you said that, I was thinking of myself January 1, 2001, and holy hay crops. A lot.
Uh-huh. It is a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
It's
huge. We should have talked about this earlier so that we could have had, I could have been ready. Okay. Even though I knew this was coming, I meant to think about it and I didn't. So I wonder if on 12-12-12, some things in our lives will be completed, like some karmic debts or some patterns that, you know, it's just time. I wonder if it will bring closure on a few of those things. That would be cool.
Yes. Yes. And I want to offer this idea, is that if you don't know what it is for you and you don't know what to do or what to look for, and maybe you're listening to this after the fact, maybe December 12, 2012 has already passed, what you can always do is just simply find a space to meditate, to quiet yourself, and to just allow yourself to hear any answers or information come in. There are a lot of global events happening that day. If you went online, you could join some collective meditations or gatherings, virtual gatherings, if you wanted to connect with other people's energy. But you can also just, within your own space, get quiet and honor whatever is changing and ending and completing for you. And then there's something else that's happening. The next day on the 13th is this beautiful new moon in Sagittarius.
Ooh.
And that's on Thursday, and it's a very lively, happy new start, new moon. There's a lot of good energy going on with it. So we could be feeling that strongly on December 13th.
So it's a new start, new moon, you said? So that would be a good time to set some intentions if we wanted?
Absolutely. Yep. And with Sagittarius, you want to do, it's about big energies and expansive thoughts and going for your dreams and your goals and making it broader. It's an energy that wants things to be big. So dream big is what
dream
I hear.
Dream big. Okay. I normally do intentions on the full moon, but I'm going to do them slightly different. I'm not going to call them intentions. I'm going to call them wishes for the new moon.
I like it. Yep.
I have these weird energy patterns and timelines that I see, and I have to separate them in my head, a little OCD perhaps. I don't know. It's just how I see things. So they need to have a different word. So they're going to be my new moon wishes. I'll remind everybody, too. On my page and Twitter and stuff. Cool. So dream big. So then we're on the 12th, we're completing some stuff. We might not even know what that is. Just see what happens. And then on the 13th, we can invite some stuff in.
Yes.
Start new projects. Cool.
New projects, new adventures. What do you want to explore? What do you want to understand better? What parts of yourself do you want to understand better?
What do you want to attract? What would you like to experience? Nice. Huh. Okay, now I got to stop thinking about that because we're still on the radio.
That's right.
I'm setting up my wishes.
Yes, yes. Okay. Wonderful. So we've talked a lot about 2012 and what we've moved through, what we've learned from the themes, and we talked about 2013 too.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's these beautiful new pages that are, I feel like pages in a book that are empty, clear, bright. What are you going to write on your page? What are you going to put in there for 2013?
It feels like there's fresh starts too, doesn't there?
Yeah, it does
fresh.
Because energetically there's been such a buildup of 2012, and especially of this month, 2012 or December 2012. You know, just the Mayan calendar and all this anticipation about what it means and what's going to happen, and then after that we have kind of this exhale and we go forward. That's how I see it.
Mm-hmm. So the 21st, is that going to be some endings too?
Yeah. But I feel it as a quiet day, if that makes sense. Like, I don't think that something's going to happen. I feel like it has a I feel like we've been moving through the energy and that we're going to experience it. We'll feel it. I think there's going to be definitely an energetic tone to it, but I don't feel it as one event happening.
No, I don't either. The 12th feels more energy going through that day.
Okay.
Than the 21st.
Yeah.
The 21st, the kids get out of school that day. It's just going to be a crazy energy day, full of excitement. Everybody's going to be ready for Christmas. It's the Friday before. It's going to be a fun day. I think people are going to forget, actually. I know we probably will.
That's so fascinating. Yeah, except if I'm online. Like, I'll see it all over Facebook and Twitter and all those places. But otherwise, I don't think it's going to feel any different.
I don't think so. So the blog talk lady in my head is saying 45 seconds. Anything you wish to end with, Molly?
Only that I've had a wonderful time. Thank you for having me. It's been really fun to talk about the past year and the upcoming year. So thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. I like it when you're on. I miss Virginia, but I like when Molly comes on because we just let it flow.
I know, we really do. We really do. And the time flies. And I'm sorry Virginia's not here, too. I'll look forward to hearing her again soon.
In January. So Magical Mondays is going on hiatus. I can't even say that word. We're going on holiday after today. It's going to be archive shows. Virginia's spending time with her family. I'm going to spend time with mine. So thank you, everybody, for listening. And we will see you for fresh live shows in January. Good night.
Awesome. Good night. Bye.
Bye-bye.